Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the place, the call, the purpose of God. And we live in the atmosphere of knowing that when we give God our all, when we surrender to his will, when we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. We become as he is even the more. We become the light even the more. We become that which is the salt even the more. We understand and know that his spirit lives inside of us, and we are new creatures, we have a new life. We've been regenerated by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. But as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are being saved not only from ourselves and this world and circumstances, we are being saved so that the light and the love of Jesus Christ shines more through us, because we are growing, we're learning how to live in the precepts and in the anointing of God. We're learning how to live in the Word of God every single day. It's not just a Sunday thing or a Wednesday night thing. It's going to be an everyday lifestyle that gives God glory. So as we learn how to put to death the deeds of our old man, our thoughts, our actions, our deeds, our selfishness, we become more and more like him. So we become that which is necessary for someone else to know Jesus Christ. We become that salt that draws them, that calls them to be thirsty for Jesus Christ. We become that light, that city that's on a hill that shines, that even before we open up our mouth or we even tell anyone that we are a Christian, they understand that there's something different about us. We draw them by the anointing of our life, by the love of God, by the compassion of who he is, by his presence, by his spirit. So we want to be everything that God says. And by doing what God tells us, we go through a process. That process is an ongoing process until the time he cracks the sky or we go and see him. It's where he moves on us. He compels us. We are constrained by the word of God to do his will, to submit to him. And we do it because we love him and we want to please him because of all the wonderful things that he's done for us. We want to, in return, give him a life that brings glory to him. We have been studying, looking at faith and the walk of faith in this season, and we're going back to that. We're going back to Genesis 12, looking at Abraham. We went and looked at Hebrews 11, the heroes of faith. So now we're going to look at individuals in that, because we did a corporate look at all of these individuals, getting nuggets from all of them. Now we're going to look at their lives and see things that we can pattern ourselves after, see things we can learn from, grow from, understand, and even begin to implement in our lives daily as we walk by faith and not by sight, because we understand it is impossible to please God without faith. And the just shall live by faith. So you can never get enough of faith. You can never outgrow a lesson of faith. We need faith, because as we grow in God, every level that we grow or we increase or we shift to in the Lord as we mature, you're going to find out that you're going to be tested in the fruits of the Spirit. You're going to be tested in your faith on another level. So everything that we get, we're adding to ourselves. We're growing and becoming more and more like him. And every level we grow and mature higher causes us to grow even more, because we're going to have to learn on another level the things that we've encountered before, as far as our fruits of the Spirit being grown and groomed and matured, our faith growing and maturing. You're going to face something on another level in a different form, and you're going to need to have lessons of faith or material of faith that's going to help you walk through what you're going to go through with obedient faith, knowing that God is faithful and that this season of testing is only a short season. And as you grow and you learn and you accept and mature in God's will, you're going to see the fruit that's going to save many lives. You're going to see many lives change because of you, many people encouraged because of you, many people that are going to come to Jesus because of you. Even if it's just your household, let that household be the house that loves God, serves him, and understands his will and his word. whatever your purpose is, do it with all of your heart, knowing that God will be pleased. And it's no big jobs or little jobs in the kingdom. It all makes, it mends together, it fits together, it unites together as one. And as we do it, someone's going to be blessed by it, and it's going to build up things and cause people's lives to be seen even the more in the light of Jesus Christ. So we're going to go back to Genesis 12, just briefly empower you for a minute. We read about what God told Abraham and the commission that he gave him. Leave your country behind you and your people and go into the land that I will give you. And if you do this, I'm going to cause you to become the father of a great nation. I will bless you and I will make you famous. This is what God is talking to him and telling him. He's telling them that you will be a blessing to many others, and God is going to bless those who bless him and curse those who curse him, and the entire world is going to become blessed because of you. Now, you have to understand this was a choice. God was giving him a choice, and everything we do in the kingdom of God, we've got to agree with the choices that God has set before us, because we can choose something else. When Moses spoke to the children of Israel, he says, "Behold, I set before you life and death. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve." He was not talking to those who were not believers. He was talking to the church, and he was letting them know, you have a choice. You can choose God's way, or you can choose your way. You can choose perfect will, or you can choose permissive will. God is not going to force you to do it. He's not going to force you to obey him, because he always has someone else that will do in that area what you're not willing to do. Now, they may not do it with the anointing or with the same passion or the same insight that you will, but it's going to get done, because the Bible lets us know there's going to, in the kingdom of God, there's not going to be anything missing or lacking. So he's good, because he came and he fulfilled all in all, and he gave us the fullness of who he was. We're going to see God's will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. We're going to see it done in the lives of individuals who submit to God. You have a perfect will, and you have the perfect will of God before us, and you can submit to that will, or you can go against it. And prime example of that is when we look at the life of Saul. Saul was given an option. The prophet even told him, this is what God wills for you. If you choose to do it this way, this is what God has for you, because this is what God is saying to you. But it was his choice whether he was going to do it God's way or not do it God's way. God gives us a choice. He has a perfect will and a call for us, and he has a plan for us. But if we do not submit to that plan, even after God is pulling on us and drawing us with loving kindness, if we still choose to rebel against the will of God, he can use someone else. The children of Israel were stiff-necked to the will of God. That first generation was very stiff-necked to the will of God. They were stubborn against God's will and God's purpose. But that didn't stop God's will. He is long-suffering. He waited them out and raised up another generation to do what the first generation would not do. God will use whomever he wants, even if it's your children or your grandchildren, to do what you will not do, so that he can get glory in the earth out of the generation that he said he was going to get glory out of, that he was going to use for his purpose and his plan. So when we submit to God, we're saying, I command your lordship over me to be seen and demonstrated and manifested in my life, so that you can be seen to someone else, so that they would know that you live. Now, Abraham understood that what God was telling him was beyond his physical sense, his physical sight. He understood what God was telling him was something that was beyond the natural realm, but in the spirit realm. He understood he was 75 years old at this time, and Sarah herself was 55 and beyond the years that she could bear. So he knew that everything that God was saying to him had to be a spiritual impartation or a spiritual insight, and God allowed him to see a vision that was beyond where he was, but into the future. He let him know a mystery, and God makes known his mysteries unto us. He let him see a mystery about what he was going to do with his generations, his lineage, and how he was going to bless. When he spoke to him about a seed, that seed was Jesus. When he spoke to him about his descendants, that meant all the generations that were going to come from him. So he understood the difference. There was going to be a seed that was going to come that was going to free them from spiritual bondage, that was going to set them free and even be a blessing to them in the natural. He understood that God was going to use him to birth out a nation, that he was the beginning of it, he and Sarah, and that as he obeyed, God was going to do something great. Now, when you look at that, you need to understand, what is God trying to do in your life? What is he trying to do in your lineage? What is he trying to do in your family? What is he trying to extend to other nations, to other people who don't know God through you? And are you willing to submit to that? Submit to what God is saying. Sometimes we only look beyond in the form of what's in our house, but God is not looking just in your house. He's looking at the extension of who you are outside of your home, how you can be a blessing to someone else, and how you can lead them or encourage them in their walk of faith. So God does not just limit himself to you. He goes beyond you to see beyond you to go and do something miraculous that brings him glory. But are you willing to be the forerunner? Are you willing to be the person that starts it? Are you willing to be the person that begins a legacy of obedience unto God and to righteousness, that no matter what your fathers before you didn't do? Because it doesn't talk about Abraham's father. It only mentions who he was and when he died that he went with them, but it doesn't talk about his legacy. It doesn't talk about any of those things, because it was beginning with Abraham. God was doing something new in that lineage, in that line. He was causing it to be righteousness instead of pagan worship, because that's where Abraham and his father and the generations past came from, pagan worshipers. But God was taking an unlikely candidate and making him a product of righteousness for someone else to be born, birthed through, and for him to be the father of faith, so that other people, when they have that type of faith, as the New Testament talks about, you have the faith of Abraham, then the Bible says that you are the seed of Abraham. In other words, you receive the promises, you receive everything that Abraham gained because of his faithful walk, because we cannot diligently seek after God and he not reward us, not only here, but in the life to come, which will be greater, a greater reward than anything that you ever receive here. So he wanted to do something that was beyond the lineage of his father. He wanted to start something new. So it doesn't matter what your forefathers did, or even what your parents did or did not do for the Lord. If the Lord is telling you, I want to do something great in you, I want to use you, he's saying, I want to set a lineage through you that is beyond what you've known or what you've seen. Now, can I trust you to do that? Can I trust you to go beyond what you've known? Can I trust you to go beyond what your forefathers went? Can I trust you to handle what I'm getting ready to deposit in your life, how I'm getting ready to shape you and make you? And that's what you have to understand. When God is calling and commissioning you to do something for his glory, you have to forget about pleasing folks and pleasing people, because Abraham had to forget about his family and his nation there. He had to literally say, I'm going after this God that is greater than any God that I've ever known, who's spoken to me and let me see something that's beyond anything I've ever seen before. He's all powerful. He's Jehovah God. So he understood that what God was showing him and telling him was greater than anything that his family, his friends could ever influence him in. He followed hard after the voice of God, after the will of God, after the presence of God, and obedient faith to do something that now we are still talking about thousands of years after he's already died, after he's already gone. We're still preaching about him and his faith and the lineage of his family, because we see what God wanted to do. And the Bible lets us know there's so many things that have been done in the earth that is not even written or contained in the Bible, but it's written in heaven. It's known in heaven. God wants you to be one of those who is known in heaven for doing something great by obediently following him by faith and allowing his will and not yours to be done, to stretch you to the capacity that you're able to house every idea, every anointing, every place that he wants to take you, every revelation he wants to give you, every mystery he wants to reveal to you. And he wants to do it because you're submissive and you love him. And that's where it starts. You have to love God. You have to really love God to want to obey him to that capacity. And you have to understand that God will not fail you when you obey his divine will. This is all the time that I have for today. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life. Pray that you've been encouraged and that you begin to see yourself moving in obedient faith as Abraham and doing all that God says. We'll be back on Thursday to give another empowerment and let you understand how God is going to use you, bless you, and mature you for his glory. Have a wonderful day and know that God has a purpose and a plan for you greater than anything in your past, your lineage, that anything that's ever come against you. Be blessed in Jesus' name.